This is TJ Amos with Asheville FM 103.3. I'm here with Todd Williams, who is a candidate for the Buncombe County District Attorney. Thanks, Todd, for being with me and being available to answer some questions for your campaign. How long have you lived in Buncombe County?
I've lived in Buncombe County since 2001. I've lived in North Carolina since 1969.
Why did you decide to run for this position?
Well, I decided to run because for 15 years, I was representing folks at every level of our court system, from traffic court all the way up to, I was a capital defender, first degree murder. So I've seen how the system impacts folks at every level, and I had ideas about what could change in our system to make it more fair. There were a number of things that had occurred over the prior few years. There was an innocence commission that was here in Asheville that exonerated folks who were convicted on bad evidence and with procedural problems. And that's what inspired me to run. I'm a board certified specialist in criminal law as well, and I'm qualified for the job.
Great, thank you. So what issues do you plan to highlight in your campaign?
Well, what we've done over the last 3 years has really been transformative to the justice system. We've created wraparound services for victims. We've created new programs for offenders. We have, it's unusual for a DA to highlight this, but we have one of the lowest conviction rates per capita in the state of North Carolina, and that shows that we're really doing what we can to transform this courthouse from a place of punishment and penalties to one of rehabilitation and opportunity. That's what we're trying to do. We have raised the age here in Buncombe County in advance of the rest of the state with our juvenile misdemeanor diversion program. Mm-hmm. We're putting people on the path to compliance with the law and success in our community rather than on the school-to-prison pipeline. In addition to that, we've handled some of the most serious and, frankly, shocking and repugnant homicides that we've had in this community in several decades, and we still have work to do there, but we've handled them competently, and our emphasis is on violent crime, and we're going to continue to focus there.
Thank you. What do you want to accomplish if you're elected?
I want to continue to ensure that our programs are working in the way that we have designed them and the way that we have them functioning presently. We have so many new platforms on which to build, both our online portal that we've created, the Justice Resource Center upstairs. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we continue to build those things out with new programs and new accessibility for the public to ensure that the DA's office is processing cases in the public interest as efficiently as possible. That's the overarching goal. We've created a number of things over the last 3 years. Now's the time to monitor outcomes and perhaps add several new things. I recently proposed a diversion program for new moms so that their babies aren't separated from their mothers. Oh. So we're going to continue to generate new ideas, mm-hmm. And we have the infrastructure to make things happen in a way that we've not had in the past. I'm very excited about that.
What is your stance on Asheville becoming a sanctuary city?
Well, I'm your district attorney. We prosecute crime. We represent the state of North Carolina as opposed to the city. We represent the state of North Carolina in criminal court and in very limited areas and other processes in the court system. Certainly, immigration is a federal issue. It's something that is not, there's no real substantive thing that happens on a local level in regard to immigration that would impact, deportation proceedings and whatnot. If the city council were to declare Asheville a sanctuary city, that would be, ceremonial to a certain extent. What I can tell you is there is no coordination between my office and immigration, ICE, Customs Enforcement. There is no coordination whatsoever. We certainly, in regard to immigration matters and any other criminal matter, when an offender is facing collateral outcomes that go beyond fines, probation, and imprisonment that are vastly out of whack with what the ordinary person would expect, we take action to ensure that justice is done. So what I mean by that is, if we have a DACA person who is subject to deportation on an insignificant traffic matter, it's the kind of thing that our office looks for, and we try to do justice, which means if we can put that person through diversion to ensure that there is some enforcement of the law without a conviction that doesn't expose that person to deportation, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. Or if need be, there is no general amnesty. I mean, certainly folks who are in our community must abide by the law, okay? So don't want to mix messages. Mm-hmm. If someone were facing absolutely draconian results, we would dismiss the case in the interest of justice if needed. We've done that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you discuss the role of DA and the magistrates in ending cash bail for nonviolent crimes?
First of all, cash bail it starts with the Eighth Amendment, the United States Constitution. Eighth Amendment prohibits the unreasonable bail. And there is statutory authority for the cash bail system. That means that the North Carolina legislature creates the framework for the cash bail system. And bail means a secured amount of money that gets you out of jail. And, you know, there's an ongoing dialogue that I have participated in and have proposed reform in already, that what we're trying to do is make the system more fair. Buncombe County, I want people to know, Buncombe County for the last 10 years has had 10 plus years, has had pretrial release services, where if an offender is in jail, someone from pretrial release goes over, interviews them, looks at what their history is. Have they ever failed to appear before? If the answer is no, that's good. Is it a violent crime? If the answer is no, that's good. Are they a substantial risk to the community and likely to come back to court? If all those things check out, then it's presented to a judge and there's a recommendation to a judge. So there's no, it's evidence-based. It's not just guesswork-based. It's not, let's just take a look and, okay, that looks like a bad guy, or this person looks Hispanic to me or some other race, so our implicit biases are at work. Mm-hmm. There's an evidence-based process here in Buncombe County already, and I want to address that. In terms of what the DA can do, the DA can propose reforms, which I have done. We have an online electronic dismissal program that daily, in concert with jail staff, looks at who's in jail, and we release folks in the morning, before 8 a.m., before the clerk's office opens. Mm-hmm. We are able to enter dismissals. They're electronically served and filed in the clerk's office. We can do this at 2 in the morning. It's 24/7, and this is a new... This is like Amazon Prime almost for the court system. I'm making a joke, but the jail is releasing folks promptly, as opposed to what it used to be. Folks would sit around all day, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If the clerk didn't get what was filed Friday afternoon until Monday morning, folks would sit around all weekend, and that's just an extra body who doesn't need to be there. It's a potential liability for the jail. Anyway, this is something that we're going to have to work together in cross-system dialogue as partners. There's no one figure in the system that can just make this happen, because it starts with a statute. Mm-hmm. But I do want the public to know that it's not guesswork. It's not. There's a process. There's evidence that's looked at by judges, and everyone who's in custody is ultimately placed there by a judge or judicial figure.
All right. In your opinion, what constitutes a violent crime?
You're asking for my opinion, but there is a statute that goes to victims' rights, and it defines what victims are to be notified of court process and what's going on. And those are generally violent crimes. So that's a very good statute to look at. I don't have it on the top tip of my tongue. Certainly, I would say murder, rape, robbery, kidnapping, arson, violent felony assaults, strangulation. Mm-hmm. It goes without saying that those are violent assaults inclusive with that would be assault with a deadly weapon, assault by pointing a gun, potentially, certainly, I think, not potentially, but certainly. I don't know that my opinion is particularly relevant, but I think that the statutes point us in the direction and define what violent crimes are, and it's pretty obvious.
Okay. What are your priorities as a DA, and does that include the pursuing minor drug charges?
My priorities are always to do justice, and in doing justice, we must exercise discretion to enforce the law of the state of North Carolina. The DA is a constitutionally denominated office. In the state constitution, there is language in both the statutory provisions for DA that defines what we are to do. We're to represent the state of North Carolina in everything criminal, from traffic all the way up to serious felonies and violent crimes. Mm-hmm. We must exercise discretion to do justice on a case-by-case basis. And that's in regard to investigatory matters that are submitted to our office. We're a prosecutorial agency, not an investigatory agency. There's been a lot of confusion about that. Once an investigation is submitted to the office or a charge is submitted to the office, we are empowered to do justice. And in regard to, I imagine this is going to marijuana, we've set up programs that are designed to dismiss marijuana charges, but we do that on a case-by-case basis in the exercise of discretion. A DA can be removed from office for willful failure to do his duties, which are to enforce the law and exercise discretion. Mm-hmm. It would be improper for a DA to say, I will not enforce marijuana laws of any weight or cultivation or anything like that, because the DA is effectively saying, I will not enforce the laws of the state of North Carolina. These things that folks are interested in and are proposed may be enlightened and sound policy decisions, but they have to occur in the legislature, and folks who are really concerned about it should take their concerns to legislatures and voice their full-throated feelings about that reform there. Mm-hmm. So is that responsive to your question?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So at times, governments impose one law that goes against some higher law, a constitutional law perhaps that has been established. For instance, it was at one time against the law to help a slave to freedom. As a district attorney, are you willing to stand for the higher laws? Are you willing to sacrifice your position to uphold a higher law that we as citizens understand, should you be put in that position?
Absolutely. The oath of office obligates a DA to enforce the law not inconsistent with other constitutional federal principles. So, absolutely. That's an easy answer.
So, one final question. How can people find out more about your campaign?
Oh, okay. Excellent. Okay. First of all, we've done a lot to increase community outreach and transparency. And so the question helps me get to an answer that is important. Over the last three plus years, we have a timeline in effect of just about every reform that we've made and substantial convictions of interest in the community. Since January, I think we started Buncombe Co. DA, Buncombe Co. DA on Twitter January 5th or 8th or something like that, 2015. And there's almost a timeline of everything that we've done. So folks who are really interested can go back and read articles, advocacy pieces that I've done, op-eds I've done in the paper, press releases. We've really tried to make the office far more transparent than it's ever been before in the past. So there is that. That's a great resource to voters, I believe. Mm-hmm. We do have ToddWilliamsForDA.com. I have... I think it's DA Todd Williams on Twitter. But by and large, you're going to find good information, interviews, audio interviews, videos on ToddWilliamsForDA.com. I appreciate voters to get out to vote. There's only Friday afternoon. We're talking right now, just before noon, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday to vote. So I hope voters will plan to vote.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Todd, for being here with me and responding to the questions for our listeners.
It's always a pleasure, TJ.
Thanks. This is TJ Amos with Asheville FM NewsHour 103.3.